Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today, John chapter 11, verses 28 through 37. Let us begin, though, with a word of praise. The psalmist said, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We should praise God every day." So what is something for which we can especially praise God for today? Praise God today for his eternality, that God has always existed. There was never a time when God didn't exist, and God will live forever. Let me point to a couple of verses that remind us of that. Psalm 90, verse 2, "Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from eternity to eternity, you are God." And then I think of the very familiar Isaiah 9, 6, "For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace." So we praise you, Lord, today for your eternality. Now, our Bible study focus. We continue with the narrative about Jesus and the resurrection of his friend Lazarus. What have we seen so far? In these recent daily devotions, we've seen that Jesus has now arrived on the scene there in Bethany, just outside of Jerusalem, the hometown of Lazarus. Now, when he arrives, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. So Jesus, in our previous devotion, spoke with Lazarus's sister, Martha. Today, he'll speak with Lazarus's sister, Mary. Let's pick up in verse 28. "Having said this, she went back," speaking of Martha, "she went back and called her sister Mary, saying in private, 'The teacher is here and he is calling for you.'" So Jesus was anxious to see and encourage Mary, and so he sends for her. Verse 29, "As soon as Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him." Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. And so Jesus is just outside the village. Perhaps he is maintaining a little bit of a distance at this point because he's trying to avoid the crowd of mourners. Now, he'll get right in there in the midst of them soon, but he wants to meet with Martha, and he wants to meet with Mary, and he wants to encourage them in a more private setting. Verse 31, "The Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw that Mary got up quickly and went out. They followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to cry there." Verse 32, "As soon as Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and told him, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died.'" Now, this is the same thing her sister Martha said, and that we looked at that in the previous devotion. It's not so much a rebuke of Jesus as it is just an affirmation that she trusted that Jesus, had he been there, could have healed her brother. But let's see what happens. Verse 33, "When Jesus saw her crying and the Jews who had come with her crying, he was deeply moved in his spirit and troubled." Now, that phrase, "deeply moved in his spirit and troubled," that really, the original language there includes anger. Jesus was moved. He was angry at something. What is he angry at? Well, I believe he's angry at the pain and the sorrow in death that sin has brought to the human condition. This was just a perfect example. All of these people mourning, all of these people grieving, this is all unnecessary. This is all there because sin has entered the world and sin has brought death. And Jesus is angry at the evil of death. Look at verse 34. "Where have you put him?" Asked the Lord. And they told him, "Come and see." And then verse 35, well-known verse, Jesus wept. Now, it's not simply that Jesus wept because of the death of Lazarus, because Jesus knew that was very temporary. It was going to end in just a matter of minutes. But this is weeping. This is sorrow because of the reality of suffering and death. This is sympathetic sorrowing because those that Jesus loved were sorrowing. Jesus had a fully human nature. He was the God-man, and he experienced the same emotions that we experience, only deeper. And when he saw those that were close to him, those he especially cared about, when he saw that their hearts were broken, their hearts were broken with the pain of grief, it broke his heart as well. Verse 36, so the Jews said, see how he loved him. Well, Jesus did love Lazarus, but I think the tears here were more about his love for Mary and Martha and the others there who were heartbroken. Jesus loved them all. Verse 37, but some of them said, couldn't he who opened the blind man's eyes also have kept this man from dying? Well, we'll soon see the answer to that. But what does all of this teach us? Well, Jesus cares for us when our hearts are broken. I think that perhaps is one of the most important messages from this passage. Jesus hurts with us. Jesus cries with us. Jesus walks with us. And we should be encouraged by that. Let me give you a quick word of thanksgiving, a prompt for thanksgiving as we wrap things up. What can we especially thank God for today? I want to encourage you to thank God for the spiritual gifts that he has given you. The Lord has given all of us spiritual gifts, special enablements, so that we can serve his church. We can serve other Christians. And God has gifted you to serve. Take a moment and thank God for those spiritual gifts. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.